We're back like we never left. Social media flirting, cheating, and thirst traps. Let's get into it. DMC, let's go.
Oh, I like this version. Right.
Say what? I still with you.
Oh, I like this too.
This is like a cool.
It's a twist on the
twist
classic.
On the Tamia, yeah. Right? That Tamia joint is still a
classic.
I
love that song. Yeah.
Can yeah, get I'm definitely feeling this song. What's up, everybody? It's your man Chaos J. All day, DMC, lead chair. Jimmy's out of town. I've got my lovely panel. Let's talk about it. Who are you? If they don't know, they should know. But if they don't know, who's running the show?
I'm the girl. The left of me. Yeah. Hey, this is Constance Stone. How are you, everyone? I'm so excited today because we have an expert in the house. Who is?
Say what?
Yay! Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Olivia Gabre, aka the social media expert. You guys can hit me up at @real_O_G on all things social media.
Aka the other half of the dynamic duo on Catfish, which is also back, but we'll get into that later. Again, I'm Chaos J. You can find me on Twitter, Chaos_Oceans31. Oceans, why? Because you're bored. Boy, so wavy. What? Okay, so today we're going to discuss social media flirting, cheating, and thirst trapping, which is why we have Olivia here.
Right, it's a language unto its own, and even though I teach communications, I have 2 degrees in communications, I'm so excited because we have, like, the new version, like, the millennial expert, who's really going to talk about just the signs, the cues, everything in social media, because there's so much that goes on, there's so much subtext, there's so much meta language that I actually don't really know about. So.
And not only that, but the perception, too, because I'm sure... at least speaking from a guy, the way I may perceive when someone's flirting with me or sending me pokes, likes, winks, hearts, and smiley faces is different from how she'll perceive it when it's coming to her.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. That's why I can't wait to see what your take on certain things are.
Right.
Because they're definitely going to be opposite of
night
mine.
And day difference, hands down. All right, so... let's talk about it. Can you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth online?
Right.
I think there's such a secret language to it all, because obviously you can't understand, like, tone of voice. You can't understand the context of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'll be saying things and I will interpret it a completely different way than you. You know, like... he added a period. Is he mad?
Right.
He said K, not KK. Is he giving me attitude? Like, right. I don't really know.
You know, that's so funny because we talk about this on the show, that so much body language and tone of voice make up about 90% of any message. The words are 10%. So that's in person. So you, it's funny because a guy got in touch with me. I think he's a guy from Argentina. And he's speaking to me in Spanish, and I'm speaking back in Spanish. And he was saying, like, he wanted to cut my hair. And I was like, I know he didn't mean anything by it, but I'm like,
is he a hairstylist?
Yes, he is a hairstylist. Yeah. And I thought he was saying, I would cut your hair off. Like, I would cut it short. Like, he was like, how long have you had, like, long hair? And I was like, 20 years. And he's like, well, maybe, like, but it's a language thing. So it was just a funny layer on top of a layer. Like, there's so much miscommunication in social media that add another language barrier. And you're like, I'm sorry, you're going to cut my hair. I'm not going to cut my hair.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
But I think it even surpasses words at that point, because when you're dealing with social media, there's so many other cues that you need to pay attention to, like Snapchat. Okay, he sent me a photo, but, like, this photo's a selfie, and it's at midnight. Like, is he trying to hang out? Like, is he seeing what I'm doing? Or, you know what I mean?
Or, better yet, on the flip side, you text me... at, like, 11:30, midnight, hey, what's up? What you doing? Now, you can legitimately just be sitting at home, just like, oh, like, I'm awake, I can't sleep. I wonder what he's up to. Are you awake? Right. What are you doing? You know, are you up?
Are you up, Tay?
But you can just want to talk. You know, no? No? Have you never sent the text? At after 11:30, just wanting to talk and have a conversation with a guy?
That's intimacy, right?
Because in my mind, as a guy, if I were to get that text, anything after like 11 is
a booty call.
Low key. Yes. It's like, at least if nothing else, you're putting feelers out. Like, maybe he wants to come get some.
No, I think everything, I mean, you could speak to this. Women do things very calculated and with intention. And if I was hitting you up at a late hour, it's because I have an intention. If I wanted to talk, I would hit up my girlfriends. You know what I mean?
And there you have it. So I hope you guys are paying attention out there, because she basically just... That there it is. So if you're sitting around wondering, like, what does she want? Because she's hitting me up at 11:30. You know what she wants.
It's that pretty vitamin clear. D. But to the same point, I think if a guy was to hit me up at a certain hour, no matter what he said, like, hey, big head, what you doing? You still up? I would assume that it was for a specific reason. Now, would you say that's true or not?
Okay, so now that we got the awkward silence out the way, I think it depends on the guy.
Okay.
I don't think... Okay. I'm pretty sure there's a large majority of men that if they're hitting up someone at a certain... past a certain hour...
Right.
Then, yeah, it's like, yo, what are you doing? Like, right. Are you up? Do you want to come over? Do you want me to come over? But, again, I feel like... I know how I am, and I have a few friends that are just like me, where they're a little quirky, they're a little awkward, and they legitimately may just want to talk. I am a night owl. So for me, I may just be watching something really good on TV, and if I think you're up and you're open to talking, or maybe just a few casual texts back and forth, I might want to hit you up and be like, yo, like, I'm watching Glow on Netflix. Have you seen this? Oh, this is amazing. And I may just want to have that conversation. However, I am also aware, I'm not dumb, so I'm aware that when I hit you up, once I get past the are you up and you're like, yeah, what's up? I understand that you're probably thinking I'm trying to hook up. So I'm going to say, look, I'm up. I didn't know what you were doing. I'm not trying to come over. I'm not asking you to come over. I just want to talk. You feel like talking? And I'll put that out there. So then that way you kind of already know. So then you let your guard down. Mm-hmm. Now your defenses are down. And now we can have a regular conversation without all these preconceived ideas running through your mind. Like, well, what did he mean by this? He's asking about Netflix. Yeah, I have a Netflix account. Is he trying to tell me something? No. I just want to know if you have Netflix. So that way when I start talking about this TV show... Right. You know what I'm talking about because you have Netflix. You've probably at least seen it or heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, but that's right. A huge thing, but the difference between men and women, because I think we usually assume that you mean more things than you do.
Always.
In reality, you're just simple as hell, and you're just like, no, I'm watching Glow. Like, have you seen it?
And that's actually a good idea. You're asking a question about something specific.
Right. And listen, did you hear what she just said? She said simple. And a lot of times, it really is. When it comes to men, we're so much more simpler creatures than women are. And it the same way you would assume, like, oh, like, he must want this. He must want that.
Yeah.
There can be times where I'm holding a door for you, or I'm giving a compliment, and women automatically like, oh, he's trying to holler.
Do they really?
Yes. I have gotten so much, I don't want to say shade, but I've gotten like a curve attempt, because you can't curve me if I'm not coming
in.
But it's like a curve attempt, and it's like, yo, like, don't get your feelings hurt, because I'm about to hurt them. Right. I'm simply trying to give you a compliment because I legit think you're well put together today, or I like your hair, or I think your shoes are fly, and you not have nice ankles, or whatever the case may
be.
You know, whatever. That was my personal note. I would never tell a woman, hey, you have nice ankles, because that just comes off super random. Like, girl, I just had this dude tell me I got nice ankles. Like, girl, because he wants to put them on the shoulder. But no, not even. But I'm simply saying, like, I have gotten the curve attempt just trying to be a gentleman and be nice. Sometimes I'm just in a really good mood,
right?
And I'm all about compliments, so I may just want to give you a compliment. Right. I always hold the door,
yeah,
you know, and simple things like that. And I've noticed some women think like, oh, he's trying to No chick. But like, here's the thing, you look though. Good, but trust, I'm not even on it like
but
that.
But you notice a difference, don't you? Older or more mature women don't have that problem. It's younger women that have a discernment problem. Thank you. I can speak to this because I am a Generation X. I am the OG in this
room. Give you a compliment. You know me. But if you didn't know me and I just gave you a compliment, you just take the compliment, keep on going.
I get it. Like, I've lived in major cities. I have been the recipients of the nastiest, disgusting, most degrading street stuff you could imagine. Do you know what I mean? I know the difference. But I find that understanding the difference sometimes takes time. And I've noticed that I think that there is, like, it seems like it's for, and you could speak to this, but, like, for generations younger than me, or it seems like they have a discernment. They have a problem discerning, like, legit, just, like, nice, positive, like, admiration versus, like, I'm trying to degrade you.
There's no ulterior motives.
It seems like any type of, like, attention is, like, you're creeping on me, you're, like, trying to diminish me, or you're, like, this is what I've just noticed. I could be wrong. It's just an observation.
No, I agree with you, but because our generation has many more things that are contributing to it, a lot of things can be misinterpreted because they're just lost in translation.
Right.
So now, add social media into the mix of this, it's like, you know, what are reasons why I'm misinterpreting you complimenting me? Or if you're like sliding into my messages late at night, like what, and you did have an intention, what are things that I like gave off to you that would make you think that that's okay?
Right.
Social media is its own language. So what would you say are some social media cues?
Right. I think that first of all, I have noticed and am guilty of testing the waters on social media. Like, I'm not gonna straight up embarrass myself and be like, yo, Kelly, you trying to chill tonight? No, I'm gonna, like, probably like a few photos, like, maybe, you know, go deep in the gram and, like a random so you know that I'm, like, looking at you and I'm interested.
Okay.
But have you ever done this or ever happened to you? Because, like, you know, sometimes things could be read into too far.
Right.
But that exact instance, like, okay, if a guy liked my photo from 6 months ago,
right,
he wants my attention. You're looking through my stuff. You're not liking the photo that everybody's liking. You're liking an old-ass photo that no one's paying attention to anymore.
Oh, see, I do that to girls. So they almost be like the perv on it. It could be genuine, though.
Right. I'm just letting you know. It also could be misinterpreted.
That's how it's... Okay, and you know what? That makes perfect sense. Okay, so tell me this. How do you perceive if you just get out of nowhere one guy just likes like 10 of your posts? He likes the popular one, the most current one, but he likes just like 10 or 12 of your posts back to back. Bam, 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 bam.
He's trying to get your attention.
Okay, so can it be said that that's the same if a girl does that? Have you ever done that?
I've never done that. But you know what? If I wanted someone's
attention...
But again,
this is because women are so calculated.
Yes. No, like, I wouldn't... Because I think that would hurt my ego and my pride, and I would not do that.
If you did it to someone and they didn't respond.
Right, but here's the thing, though. I would send out cues to you to let you know that I'm okay with you doing that.
Huh.
And then you could do it to me, and then we could open up the communication. You know what I'm saying? I'll never make the first move, but I will send you signals that I'll send you the green light, like, okay, you can make the move now.
How? What are some of your green lights?
I hope you guys are taking notes.
So you would follow someone. So let's just like start it. Let's start fresh.
Okay.
Where you spot some fine guy.
Yeah.
So you would, your first move is following them, correct?
Right.
Okay. That's like aloha, right?
Yeah.
So then what's the next one?
Maybe like you posted a story and I would answer your story and be like haha, oh, that's funny, or like what, like something more intelligent than that, but within the context. Or like maybe I'll Snapchat you, or like be watching all of your shit. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you ever, like, what is your social media language? Like, do you ever send out cues as a guy to let a chick that you want her know that you want her attention? Like, do you slide into the DMs, or...
See, I feel like... I feel like that happens so much now, and it's expected. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's almost expected for someone to slide into DMs. And then I feel like that, if you're conscientious of that, then you know that there's that extra added pressure. Mm-hmm. There's an extra added pressure of, okay, now I'm here. I'm inside the DMs.
Yeah.
What do I say? And if you're smart, you have to think about that, because you want to think about what can you say that's going to set yourself up, that's going to help you stand out. Because if I'm in your DMs, mm-hmm. trust, there's been at least 10, 15 other dudes that's been in your DMs, and they've all had something to say. Mm-hmm. So what can I say to you that's going to get your attention and not make me be like, oh, hey, beautiful? Because how many times have you gotten that?
If I got hit with that, and I'm sure, you know, there are so many girls that get hit with that, I'm not paying attention to that.
You need to hit it.
Yeah. It would be like, show me that you know me or you're interested in getting to know me. Tell me something like, this sounds so corny, but I fly drones. Like, I like to use drones. And this guy slid into my DMs, but he was talking about drones, so I answered.
Right.
And I ignored the other dude that was like, hey, or like, you're so beautiful, those eyes, though. Like, you know, like, I don't care about you. But this guy's like, oh, I would love to, like, show you how to do this move because it looks like you could, like, need help or like, let's collaborate. You know what I'm saying? That's opening a conversation.
That's a good idea. So it's kind of like what you were just talking about, Chaos. But,
right. You definitely want to do something that's going to stand out. His intention probably was like, yo, this chick is banging. Right. I definitely need to get her out on the date. Okay, but if he comes at you like that and says, yo, hey, what's up, beautiful? Hey, what's up? Oh, you have gorgeous eyes. You've heard that. Mm-hmm. Right. Been there, done that, got that t-shirt, got that hat.
Right.
So by him opening up with the drones, now he's got your attention.
But it just goes back to, because social media gives you unlimited access to so many people, you, no matter who you are, you're interacting with all types of people every day.
Right.
And it's like, well, how do I filter out the good from the bad, or things that I'm interested in, things that I'm not interested in? But just to backpedal a little bit, when we were talking about how, you know, what are things that I would do to let a guy know I'm interested in and, you know, send the green light.
Yeah.
So that brings me to thirst trapping.
Right.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the art of thirst trapping?
I am definitely familiar with the art of thirst trapping.
Tell the audience and me.
So I have a little definition here that we could break down for you.
And we've got to get into catfishing, too.
Yes.
I know you guys are resident experts.
Yeah, we're the catfish
experts. I mean, but you're a resident expert. I know. As well. I am.
Yeah, we all have catfish experience. But so thirst trapping would be using social media activity for the purpose of causing others to display their attraction toward you. So if I'm posting, like, not just any old pic, like, if I'm posting a picture for a reason, I'm sending you that Snapchat because I look good and I know you're going to think I look good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send it to you so you can tell me I look good. You know what I'm saying?
Is thirst trapping overtly sexual usually, or can it just, like,
I feel like there are levels to the trap.
I always thought thirst was automatically, like, wearing, like, a thong up your butt and having the
picture. There's
levels to it. Yeah. Like,
I don't think I would be that level of thirsty.
No, you would never.
No, but there's some, but you know what I'm saying? Right, like, I'm having a good hair day. The lighting looks good.
Yeah, that's
like,
low level.
So she's got a boomerang and she's flipping the hair.
I'm feeling myself a little bit. I'm gonna go ahead and send it to the guys that, like, you know, maybe one Snapchat, or maybe I'm, like, scrolling through and sending it to all the dudes.
This is Snapchat, not Instagram.
But no, it can be anything.
It can be a story on Snapchat or a story on Instagram.
It could be a straight up photo.
Just, you know, sitting and, you know, she's got some music playing and she's just kind of looking in the camera doing this and flipping her hair and smiling and, you know, giving little sexy faces and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dudes do the same thing.
Give me an example of a dude thirst trap.
Yeah, a thirst dude thirst trap. First off, your boy Kels is not going to be thirst trapped. I don't even post selfies.
You have assets. I do not understand it.
Have you noticed though? I don't post selfies.
I don't know why.
I do not do selfies.
You're because thank you. I heard that. I'm not saying this is true, but I heard that guys who post selfies have a little bit of a psychological issue.
But wait a second. Why did you take a picture of yourself?
I can't confirm or deny that.
Right.
But I do agree. Now, granted, I found out through research that I am technically a millennial as well.
Yes, although you are.
I don't consider myself that. But I guess and there's certain things I'm just a little bit old school about. And granted, I understand that social media, a lot of it is about promoting yourself. And
right.
I hate this word because it's so cliche now. It used to be, it actually used to mean something, but now everything is, oh, promote your brand. Everybody's got a brand. And it's like,
yeah,
okay.
But brand isn't a photo of yourself every day.
Some people look at their Instagram or their Twitter or their Facebook as promoting their brand. Right. And that's one of their ways of doing it is posting selfies. For me, I just feel like it's kind of random. Like, occasionally I might post a picture of just me, but there's usually a reason behind it, and it's not like, you know, bored at work, workflow, stuck in traffic.
I've seen some funny ones. People are like half naked, and they're like, enjoying the view. And it's like, behind, and they're like, butt their asses out.
Girls are famous for that. Like, on a beach with their booty out. Take me back. We already knew you were there. We saw you were there.
Right. You did five stories about it.
You're gonna be like, yo, my ass looks good in this thing. Like, I'm looking at myself in this photo.
Or just say nothing. That's what's better.
Just have no shame about it. You're gonna do it.
So, when I feel like a dude, and I feel like there's really... I hate to say this, but I feel like there's ultimately there's really only a few ways that a dude can thirst trap. While I feel like there's a lot more ways that a woman can thirst trap. For a dude to thirst trap, he's usually either going to post a picture of himself, like, really suited and dressed up, really nice, really sharp, by himself, nine times out of ten. Or he's going to post a shirtless pic. Where he's got just everything just gleaming. He's going to do the bathroom selfie in his boxers.
He's already.
The game bulge.
Right. He's already, you know what I'm saying, touched himself a little bit low key before he snapped the pic. So it's like it looks bigger than it really is because he's low key aroused. You like, nah, that's how I roll. Like, okay, probably not.
Five socks.
Or he might have stuffed it. But, you know, like, those are the thirst traps because then that was, oh my God, you know, he's going to get a ton of heart eye emojis. He's gonna get a ton of like, oh goodness gracious, some sweaty, sweaty happy faces emojis, and that's usually if a dude's thirst trap, and that's typically what you see. You see one of those type deals, just you know, or if he's got a really good headshot, and he's just really good looking dude, he could post that. And that could be a thirst trap because again, he's gonna get attention off of it, but ultimately, I feel like he's limited. A man's limiting his thirst traps, but he's still got the thirst traps.
Right.
And dudes do send out thirst traps.
But here's the thing, though. Day. I consider the male thirst trap a little broader than that. Because, okay, you post a pic with your Range Rover. Or like a stack, or like some jewelry. Like thirst trapping.
That's big.
Because you want the chicks to know you got money. Like you're a working man. You have
it's
it going
like,
on.
With me, you know I got it.
And, that's a blatant one.
And that would trap the thirsty, would it not?
Right.
It would. Because then you're going to get... Because some women, again, are smart, so they're not going to necessarily... They might like and then text you if they've already got your number.
Yeah.
Or like and slide in those DMs like, hey, big head, what you doing? Like, long time no talk, stranger.
As soon as you post it,
she won't make it known to everyone else that she's thirsty. You know that she's thirsty. She'll hit you on the sly. Where most dudes are just liking and you know say something crazy in the comments, and it's like, oh God, like really?
It's
really,
a balance for guys, but you know what's funny? I think it's totally kosher for guys to occasionally put some like nice pictures, especially suited up. That looks great. And occasionally, like with no shirt off.
There's nothing wrong with
the thirst trap here and there.
It's all about moderation.
That's right.
Because I clicked on one the other day, like just this guy, and his whole freaking Instagram was him, and he was holding a coffee cup with his pants really low, but no shirt. And he seriously must have.
That's
it was
a
like,
trap.
But like he had 2,000 of them, like going like this, like
okay, so now
enjoying
this...
Monday, and he had tons of followers, all men, by the way.
Can
but
I? Ask
I was
you
like,
guys?
All right, you're done. Like you're bored. I mean, it gets boring, fast. If you're like beautiful suit traveling, I'm like, wow, this person's interesting. You know,
right? I want to ask you guys, when you see someone's social media profile, whatever it is. I mean, I personally don't like when you just have photo of yourself after photo of yourself.
Right.
Like, I know what you look like already. I don't need to see that every single time. But what, if you saw any social media platform, what would make a good candidate in your eyes to slide in? Like, what would attract you about somebody's profile that would make you think that they were worthy of your attention?
The mix.
The mix.
Absolutely. Like a guy, pictures of himself, but also pictures of him showing that he's interested in things.
Like what? Like maybe some travel pics, like, a book,
right,
maybe
but
a
nothing
cafe.
Too smooth. Like, you know where the people have these Instagram feeds that are just completely like so curated and smooth and like ridiculously perfect? Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, but somebody just like traveling or also showing personality and quirks. Because sometimes they're really homogenous. They're very like, I'm just posting something because I know it's like very likable and perfect. I don't know if that makes sense. But
no, I get you and I agree. But now from a male's perspective, because females... some do have a habit of only posting photos of themselves.
Yeah,
right.
That's boring.
What is acceptable to you? Like, what type of profile would make you interested in a chick?
STR or LTR? Let's just say long-term relationship and short-term relationship, because the strategy will be different with men.
Okay, so STR...
Yeah.
Would basically be, but see, this is a tricky line right here that we're gonna step on, because STR for me, just being 100% honest, STR for me would be like a bunch of pics where you pretty much don't have a lot on, or you have stuff that lets me know like you got curves on curves. I don't necessarily need the booty clapping pics.
Right.
I don't need all of that. I don't need that. But like pics were like I pretty much know what you're working with outside of the private parts,
right?
So I can see just about whatever. That would be STR, because at that point I'm to a certain degree I'm kind of thirsty,
right?
So I would feed into that,
right?
If I were looking STR,
right?
Because pics where you're having fun, but like you're having fun because you're going out,
right?
You're partying, like okay, cool. She likes to party. She likes to drink. She has. Badass.
Yeah.
Like, those would qualify for STR material.
Right.
Now, for LTR material, you're interesting, you've gone somewhere, you've posted, you've taken pictures that show thought.
Right.
That show that you think outside of just...
Thank you.
You think outside of just random superficial stuff. It's like, I don't need a beach photo. I don't need the sunset. That everybody has that.
Mm-hmm,
you take a random photo of something that's different and unique, but it's a great picture.
Right.
You have interest in things that not everybody has interest in on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things like that. You have some pictures where you look good, but the pictures where you look good and then I find you sexy and attractive are pictures where you're fully clothed.
Yeah.
But you know how to put your clothes together well. You don't have on too much makeup, but you got just enough.
Right.
Maybe you post a few funny memes.
Yeah.
You post a few funny GIFs. Those things, because that shows me you have a sense of humor.
Okay.
That's LTR quality.
Okay.
And for everybody out there, that's what you should be looking for when you're actually looking through someone's IG and you're interested and you know that you're interested in something more than just, I want to jump in that.
Yeah.
That's what you should be looking for, because that kind of gives you an idea of how well-rounded they are, how versatile they are.
Right.
Especially if you see that they go out and they do things. They actually like to go out and do things outside of going to the club, hanging out with friends, just partying and going to kickbacks and things like that. Like, they actually like to get out, do things, learn things, see things, experience things. That's, to me, what... you should be looking for an LTR, and if I were looking for an LTR, that's what I would be looking for.
And I agree 100%, but it's you know, we're in a dangerous zone here, because all that is all true, that those are things that would attract me and attract you, but social media is so deceiving that even if I was the driest, most basic, boring bitch out there, I could make it look like I was popping.
Right, all day.
That's when you gotta kind of have like a personal feel for things. You have to understand like when some things are just for IG or when some things are like really true. And then that's when this entire social media language gets even more difficult, because a lot of times it's really hard to tell. And that's how people get catfished.
Exactly.
That's how people end up on a dud-ass date because they thought this person was so awesome, because they get 2,000 likes and in reality they suck. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But, you know, those are, when you're looking at those profiles, those are things that would attract another single person. But now I want to ask you guys, because I've been hearing things about social media prenups, where when you're in a relationship, some people come to an understanding of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Because social media triggers a lot of arguments between couples.
Right. More access equals more temptation. It's as simple as that. And especially, we've said it before, we've talked about it on the show. Are men only
as faithful as their options?
There's a little bit of veracity, very little bit of truth to that, and maybe women too. Because just think, if your relationship's going through like a dull, or it's not going through a great period, and you're a girl, and there's a guy who seems very exciting. Mm-hmm. He's like a musician in Madrid, and he's like paying you all kinds of attention. Mm-hmm. You are very vulnerable, and it could, you know. Yeah, it could end your relationship.
It's so much easier these days because we have such a thirst for instant gratification.
Exactly.
We post a photo and, oh, like, I didn't get 200 likes on this. What the hell? Or, like, I got 200 likes on this and my man is not paying attention to me. Right. Who is he?
Right.
I'm, like, everyone else is paying attention to me. Why aren't you paying attention to me? You know what I'm saying? And then it spirals from there. My man doesn't want to hang out tonight, but this guy's like in my DMs every single day trying to take me on a date. Why aren't you taking me on
a date? Asking me how I'm doing, all that stuff.
And then it's like, it escalates from there.
So, so the question is, what is acceptable versus what is not acceptable on social media when you're in a relationship?
Damn.
So, you go first. You're actively in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you and whatever his name is.
Yep. LTR.
And like, you're exclusive, or at least you're supposed to be exclusive.
Yeah.
What is okay and what is not okay? Now let's keep in mind that before you guys got together, he had his social media profile and he was popping. Mm-hmm. You had yours and you popping.
Right.
So he's going to get likes from females. You're going to get likes from males. Where does the line get drawn?
You see, this is where my crazy comes out. I'm guilty of it. I am ashamed of it, but sometimes shit gets the best of you. So, you know, back in the day when Snapchat had best friends, I'd be checking those best friends. If I see that a chick is your top best friend on Snapchat, I'm thinking, why are you privately Snapchatting this girl all the time?
That's legit.
Not acceptable.
Okay, now, is it acceptable if you've met her and you know that it is... If y'all started talking, and he's like, "Yo, I know this is, you know, we doing this, and you know, and this, I'm all about you, you all about me, but I want you to know, like, Susie over here is my best friend.
Yeah.
We've been friends since high school, and I think you should meet her, and she should meet you, so you know about Susie."
Okay, circumstantial. I'll say that.
Boom. So you get. So but Susie gets a pass.
If Susie's a thought, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay. If Susie's not sending you like booty pics, that's not allowed.
Right.
Now for Instagram, it gets even trickier.
It does.
Because sometimes guys are straight up just liking shit because they're just liking stuff.
Right.
Or they know you and they're liking it. My crazy is like, okay, you can like what you want, but if this girl's on a beach with her like booty out, or she's clearly posting a thirst-trapping photo and you're liking it, that I'm alarmed.
Yeah.
That's not allowed because at that point, I feel like you are publicly disrespecting me by showing the entire Instagram community that you're liking this girl's ass pic when you have a woman.
Right.
Okay, now, I didn't mean to laugh in a disrespectful way, but I laugh because it's crazy, because as a man, and I can speak for men that I have talked to that have dealt with this same situation as myself. We just liking to pick one if we already friends. We liking to. I feel like there's an unspoken obligation that if we are friends, I am obligated to like your picks.
Yeah.
Unless it is just completely terrible or I just don't agree with it because it's a political or religious view or something like that. I'm not going to like that. Like, if you're like, yeah, Trump, make America great again, I personally am not a fan of him. So I'm not going to like that picture.
Right.
However, anything outside of that realm, religious, whatever, I will most likely like it.
Right.
Now, as a man, I will see pictures of women with butts out or their chest out or they pretty much have almost nothing on and it's a full body pic. And I may like it, but that doesn't mean that I want to hook up. That doesn't mean anything. I'm just like, yo,
but
like,
would you do that?
You was looking dope in that picture.
Would you do that if you had a girl, though?
Yes.
Oh,
but see, but hold
this
on.
Is weird now.
Hold on. It is literally just an act of me liking. I'm not making a comment, so I'm not saying anything out of pocket. I'm not making a comment. Mm-hmm. I'm not sliding in DMs. I am simply saying I like that. Because if that were to cross my path, I would look and be like, okay, and keep it pushing. I'm gonna take my butt home and keep to my and stay on my P's and Q's, but I'm not dead. I am alive. Right. I am a healthy human being.
I
am a healthy male. So I'm gonna be like, okay, I will look and keep pushing and think nothing else of it. And that's and most men, when they like a picture like that, that's literally all it is. They're not thinking like, yo, like, I'm going to like this pic and hopefully she'll like one of my pics and I can start talking to her.
I think you're...
Although I think that's exactly how you take it in addition to the disrespect.
But it's just like...
And because other women think like that, then they're like, girl, you see he was liking that pic?
Yeah.
He disrespected you. You need to check him.
As much... When you say that, it makes 100% sense to me. But if I was in a relationship and my head was in a different space, I would not be thinking that
way.
Okay,
so, pause. This is time out. You don't have a celebrity... Do you have a celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Miguel.
Okay, so Miguel posted a picture. He got on some leather pants and a silk scarf and no shirt on, and he's just all oiled and greased up, hair's flipped, he's looking super fly.
Right.
You not gonna like that pic?
No, that's a different celebrity.
Naked.
That's a celebrity.
Okay, but who's to say that you're not a celebrity?
No.
You are a celebrity.
I'm saying it has to be something that would be attainable. Okay,
Wait, pause. Time out. So, you couldn't go to a Miguel concert and be VIP and be like, yo, what's up? And you don't think he would be like, hey, girl.
I mean, I don't know.
It's attainable. Especially because you're a woman. I feel like you could go to a VIP and holler at Miguel and he'd be like, okay, what's up,
but that
girl?
Doesn't mean that, like, I feel like there's a difference because it's like, okay, am I liking Miguel's shirtless pic or am I liking Kyle with 500 followers shirtless pic?
Here we go. Shirtless is not the equivalent of a string up an ass bent over twerking. That's where the flaw is in this argument.
We're talking
porn. If she was looking at straight up male porn pictures and liking, because that's what the equivalent, I think you're talking about, those butt pictures, if that's what you're talking
about. That's not porn, though.
But even any thirsty pic, it could be a girl, like, taking a video, like, singing and touching her
hair. Oh,
that
would be off limits, too?
It would.
All right.
There's so many factors that go into this, and I hate to say it because it sounds petty as hell. It is petty as hell, and maybe some people will like hate on this, whatever. I'm guilty of it. I know all of my girlfriends are guilty of it, so it's a real thing. I'll have my girl hit me up like, oh my god, freaking Isaac just liked this girl's photo. Straight up send screenshots to the group chat like, yo, what's this? Or my girl would send me a screenshot of my man liking a photo and being like, girl, what's he doing?
See, I think it's based on the photo. It's the content of the photo.
It's the content of the photo.
Because I'm married and I don't mind that my husband finds women attractive. I agree with Chaos that he's a guy, right? So if he likes an old G picture of like, I don't know,
Halle Berry
or something, that's great. I like that he appreciates beautiful women. If it's a nasty picture and you know the difference, that old thing about porn, you you know what's the difference between porn and not porn? I know it when I see it, right?
Yeah.
If it's the nasty, disgusting stuff and he's liking that, eh.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she's yeah, twerking right. and she's got the booty clapping going on. There's
really gross stuff like the
the face.
Okay, but stop.
Can I come into this? Can I come into this?
Please.
It just sounds like that girls know when other girls are thirst trapping.
Okay.
And if they see their man full of thirst trap, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be a girl smiling, looking all cute, or it could be her naked. It doesn't matter. If they see their man fall for a thirst trap, it bothers them.
Okay, now, can I say this? Okay, I feel like, from you guys' perspective and viewpoint, it is, and that's why I'm doing this.
Two girls on one guy.
But I feel like, essentially, women suck all the fun social media for a man once he's in a relationship. Because a woman can go on and just like, and chances are a man, low-key, unless it's just like a bunch of dudes all the time that you're like, whose pics you're liking, a dude's not even checking. He's not even looking to see who you like. He don't really care.
Yeah.
However, he might look to see when you post pictures who's commenting and what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I don't think a dude really cares. However, I have talked to, and I know I am very conscious of myself. Once you're in a relationship, you know your woman, low-key, you kind of know, like, okay, I can't do this, I can't do that, because she's going to react this way. Mm-hmm. As dumb as it is, you kind of just know. Like, I know my limits when it comes to social media and what I can and can't do. So I don't do it.
And it's a confidence thing, too.
But it sucks the fun out of it, because it's not even a matter of wanting to jump online and just and be disrespectful to the relationship that you're in or that I'm in or anything like that. It's legitimately just, I like this pic. I think this about this certain thing, so I'm going to comment. And keep it, you know, civil and civilized, and keep it, you know, respectful. Outside of that, I'm not putting any extra thought into it. But y'all are.
Because
you are, then it becomes this whole big thing.
Interesting. Can I lie?
In most situations. Now, that's not to say that sometimes your gut's like, girl, something ain't right about the way he liked this certain pic. And then it's true.
Right.
And you're right. And you follow on that, and then you're like, okay, hold on, wait, see, and then you on like 30 of her pictures, and y'all just start, you just start following her 2 days ago.
Okay, that makes sense. So, parting lines of wisdom on this before we move on.
I want to ask one more question, though. Be reverse on that, though. Me as a woman, it's not acceptable for you to act in that manner on social media. However, what is unacceptable when I'm on social media? Because there's been times where when I had a man, he'd be like, you really had to post that photo, or like, you would post that story, or like...
Really?
I don't really like that picture with you in a bathing suit on. Like, you really got to go and do it like that? Like,
interesting.
So, are there lines for
you? What
about you?
What's off limits for your lady? Hypothetically or really?
Like, does she have to conduct herself in a certain manner when she belongs to you on social media?
Right.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I feel like you have to know going in, like, when you are with someone and, you know, they have social media before you get with them, you kind of need to look at their social media and see how they are before you guys get together.
Mm-hmm.
If you post a lot of thirst traps prior to us getting in the relationship, then it's only going to make sense that you prepare yourself for the thirst traps to continue until you check it.
For a guy.
Okay, for a guy.
Okay.
And then you kind of need to know that's going to come and you're going to have to deal with it at some point. However, if she doesn't, if it's just spaced out, it's a few thirst traps here and there every once in a while, then I'm going to be like, okay, you know what? You don't need that anymore. So I'm going to need you to slow up on those thirst traps.
For me,
no thirst traps. And then if a dude gets at you in your comments, because I don't know what's going on in your DMs, if a dude gets at you in your comments, I'm going to need you to check it. Because I already know that you're going to expect the same of me. So if a chick says, oh my God, you're looking so sexy, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, or, you know, what you doing this weekend, or I ain't talked to you in a while, or, hey, you know what, I'm in a relationship. That's not really, you know, like, I don't think my lady would appreciate that. Uh-huh. And you shut it down, delete that comment.
Or you could just put it in your profile on Instagram. Like, this one guy, I know, he's great. He just writes, not looking, not interested.
Well, see, but is that too far? Now I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, sometimes social media affects relationships in a way that it's like, okay, why don't you have any photos of me on your profile? Like, you don't want Ooh. Bitches to know that you're with me? Like, why aren't I your Woman Crush Wednesday?
Wow.
Heard that one.
I don't know. Now, speaking of Women Crush Wednesday, we're going to move on to our pop culture segment. Tiny Tamika Harris and the art of being hot, hot, not conventionally hot. And to that end, we are going to start with a little intro video so you can check out with whom we are speaking of.
Okay, so real quick, while we're getting our video queued up, I have to ask, so is once you're in a relationship, is it required that you're always his WCW?
No. I mean, I have never been someone's Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm going to say, like, you know, the petty in me, like, it kind of hurts a little bit. But it is kind of weird to me if my man, like, you know, is active on social media and people are always like commenting on stuff, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And he never puts me in his story or never posts me up. Like, it's alarming because I know that if I don't want my audience to know that I'm with a man, he's not on any of my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's really saying something when you post them, whether it's permanently or just straight up in your story, something that expires, you feel a way about a person if you're willing to put them out there to your audience like that.
Okay, and speaking of audiences, good Note point. We are going to get through point. This damn segment.
Okay,
I swear to you.
Tiny.
Yes. Well, anyway, in French, there is a word that means pretty slash ugly, jolie laid. So it's like a hot person. Thank you. Now, that I enjoyed that very much. That's like Escape the Reunion at the BET Awards.
Throwback.
And it was great. And I have this interest in Tiny Tamika Harris way back because she, in my mind, is not a conventionally hot person, but she's a very successful person. And her husband, Looks Alone, is a very good-looking man. Would you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Technically, Looks Alone. Forget personality.
T.I.
Forget anything.
Good looking dude.
Wait, time out. T.I. has a bomb personality.
Okay.
Pause.
But just on looks, too. Like, if you just saw him.
But he can clean up. There's been some times I've seen some photos. I'm like, oh, you all right, bro? However, I can say the same thing for Tiny. Now, little, you know, chaos confession.
Right.
With Escape.
Right.
Because I grew up listening to Escape.
I loved it. Don't you think they did a good job?
Yeah, they did all right.
Yeah.
They didn't blow my skirt up.
They
didn't blow my skirt up.
But they could sing. No one can sing anymore.
Yeah, okay, true. that was actually my crush. Like, for me, like, TLC, like, everybody was on Chili.
Right.
Or everybody was on T-Boz. Yeah. Left Eye was my crush. I'm partial to Redbone.
I like that.
And so, Tiny is what would be considered a Redbone. And I had a crush on Tiny.
What's a Redbone? Is it Jolie Laid?
No. A Redbone is akin to... No, not at all. Redbone is akin to... High yellow. You ever heard that phrase?
Yeah, sure.
When talking about, you know, when speaking of a light-skinned or a lightly complected black person, you say, oh, yeah, they're high yellow. Like, you would be considered high yellow.
Right.
And or a red bone being, you know, you're very fair-skinned and you have a slight reddish undertone.
Okay.
Red bone.
Okay.
Okay, so I think this is such an interesting concept, and I think this might be coming back, and I think it's great. This jolie laid. So not a conventionally hot person. Now, I can relate to this, because I have many times...
Yeah, I don't think Dottie looks that good to me anymore. Yeah, I'm not, sorry, no offense.
But she's not...
She doesn't blow my skirt up anymore.
Oh, she doesn't? See,
not even a little bit.
It's funny, because haven't you ever found a not... hot, conventionally person, very hot.
Oh,
like
my
a guy.
Gosh, 100%.
Yes, yes, I love that.
Yeah, definitely.
And she just makes me think of it.
Because it's like one of those people that you know, like, nobody else is going to see it the way you see it.
It's something that's right. Just like you can't. What is that word? Like, it's something you can't...
Jolie laid.
It's intangible.
It's intangible.
Yeah, like, it's something that you can't really point out. They just have, like, a way about them. Whether it's, like, how they carry themselves or their attitude. Like, I've had honestly, the last guy I was with, at first glance, he was not someone that I would ever pick out of the crowd as hot.
Thank you.
But just he was so, like, suave in the way he, like, talked and the way he acted and the way he treated me, that he was hot as ever to me.
Jolie laid. And we have to wrap with that.
Oh.
Jolie laid. So the idea is that find something about you apart from just physical looks that you can really optimize, because that is the art of jolie laid. Even if you are conventionally hot, and I'm sure you guys all are, but find something about your personality that you can just really optimize.
Yeah, I'm gonna spread that word
around. Yeah, jolie laid. You're a great dancer. I mean, you're good looking too, but you're good at this. You're good at this. You're like into like helping people cultivate things. Yeah,
right. Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely agree. Everything you said. And it's definitely knowing what your personality strengths are and capitalizing on that. If you know you have a great sense of humor and you can make people laugh, capitalize on that. Because that is one of the quickest ways to a woman's heart and attention is if you can make her laugh.
We'll
sometimes
say it forever.
You see dudes and you like, how did he get with her? Because he's probably funny.
Because it's jolie laid. How did T.I. get with Tiny? Jolie laid. And thank you for joining us in the chat. We had Z.S. Lou Wop, who said, love the Escape performance, but to be honest, the other two ladies were the diamonds in the group. Tiny and Candy aren't as good singing-wise.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
So,
well.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your expertise. We want you to come back, because I feel like I have a lot more to learn.
Anytime.
All right. It's been a great show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some nuggets. Hopefully my fellas out there, y'all were taking notes, because they was just giving up so much information. I even took some notes. I got some posts that I need to make as soon as we get off the air. I'm your man, Chaos J. Shout out to Jimmy. Have fun on your trip. I'm Chaos J. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, chaos_oceans31, 31 flavors of waviness. And where can they find you lovely ladies?
Oh, Constance on Instagram or Twitter.
And you can hit me up at @TheReal_O_G with something interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't come with, hey, beautiful. She's already heard that.
Hey, what up?
Don't tell her eyes are beautiful. She's heard that too.
Don't cut and paste anything.
Been there, done
that.
All right. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us @BHLOnline. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.